Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. All right, so I wanted to come on here and talk about the B. Simone drama. You know, anytime we talk about a sensitive topic, it goes straight to the podcast, honey. So what's going down is this. I don't know who B. Simone's ass done pissed off in the damn Illuminati or in Hollywood, but her name stays trending for some fuck shit. Now, you guys remember I had to hold her accountable, I think about 2 weeks ago when she was accused of all the plagiarism and all the mess that was going on with her so-called book and her, you know, stealing from people's Pinterest and putting it into a book and then selling it for $35 a pop. See, now I held her accountable. We talked about it. We let this shit go. We moved on. Okay. So now I find out that B. Simone is trending once again. And this time she's trending because people are accusing her of being transphobic and being homophobic and everything else. So as I did further research, I found out that basically this was a podcast that she did with some of her friends. And this is from a few years ago. The podcast is called Horrible Decisions. And so basically they were talking about transgenders and the LGBT community and how, you know, in Atlanta, a lot of people are trans and they don't really like to admit it and things like that. So I want you guys to go ahead and listen to what B. Simone had to say. Check this out. And I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Just like, find right somebody side within your proximity. So, like, I work Midtown.
You can't do that in Atlanta.
Girl.
Why not?
Girl. Hell no, you can't do that shit
you
in Atlanta.
You've been swiped up on a tranny.
Like, for real?
Swipe yes, up, yeah. And you won't know until you're in the bedroom with them.
Bitch, I would know.
Well, I guess you're right.
I mean, but I
Atlanta
also
is just
watched,
a mess.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta, you would have
which
to
I have nothing against the LGBT lettuce, bacon, tomato community. But I love all y'all. One of my best friends is a tranny, but she's honest and open. Like,
yeah,
y'all,
no,
in
it's
Atlanta,
the BL stuff,
it's the BL stuff that's the problem.
That is the huge problem.
I was
problem.
Actually going to just say, like, guys. Now the, like, does it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, it's the DL.
It's the DL
yeah,
thing.
It's not a problem at all.
No,
I have
but
friends
it's
transgender.
The ones who are open about it.
I have friends
it.
That are gay. One of my best friends is
when
gay.
When you say, like, I want, because see, when I hear tranny, T-girl, whatever, I think chick with dick. Right?
This I mean, no, yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're not going to call a girl this post-op. Tranny, right?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, because like when you hear tranny, what do you think? Like underneath
a guy like, who's dressing like a girl.
All right, so you guys just heard what B. Simone had to say. And so, of course, she was trending on Twitter. Folks wanted to cancel her once again. You know, everybody was just going in on her, saying that her PR team needs to quit at this point because she's constantly in some type of hot water. People were saying things like B. Simone using the term tranny because she has a friend who allows it. That's a prime example that everyone isn't your friend. That is a slur and everyone doesn't like it. Come correct when speaking to trans men and women because you will offend them. So those were like a lot of the comments that, you know, that were being posted on social media. But the main comment that had me giving, you know, this person the side eye is T.S. Madison decided to get involved. And T.S. Madison wrote on Instagram, she says, "Do you know how dumb you bitches sound? My best friend is a tranny. You're just as problematic as the motherfucker saying I have black friends. Educate yourself on stuff before you speak, whack-ass people." Then she goes on to say, "Put this on your lettuce, tomato, and bacon sandwich at B. Simone. Y'all speak dumb in the ghetto." Now, I wouldn't have a problem with her saying that, but to me, she's the wrong messenger. Okay. Now I understand that T.S. Madison is trans and she's trying to take it for the trans community. But my issue with T.S. Madison is that I noticed that she loves to dish it. She has a whole show roasting and gagging people, especially black women, okay, biological black women. She has no problem dragging. How many times have they called Wendy Williams, who was a woman? How many times have they messed up her name, gave her a man's name, drug her?
Ladies and gentlemen, calling to the court. Wendy, Wendell, Bartholomew, Orenthal, Rufus, Clyde, Theotis, Pookie, Early, Samuel, Ellington, Williams.
Since why do we locking this bitch up? We locking you up. But I'm getting the pictures. Oh yes, there it go. Thank you, Terrell.
No.
Thank you. Ooh, look at that body. You see that body?
Ooh. But that's why I say it's been a lot of nipping and tucking going on already. Listen, look at her nose, her face.
That bitch look
she
like
she can't do no more surgery.
That bitch look like that thing from Who's Got a Who? Who?
She met with that bitch right
Horton,
now.
Horton Hears a Who.
This bitch.
That's what that bitch like. That bitch look like Horton Hears a Who. That bitch sitting up there looking like Horton.
You know, I got a little Who in my family too. I told you the Who's got the money.
Yeah, but sister, look at
don't
that.
Don't put that bitch on the Who.
I got to put that y'all got
look
to
at see. Wendy.
God damn it, that
look
shit.
Look at that nose.
Ooh, bitch, somebody bring me the hefty bag. Somebody bring me the hefty bag. Let me let this bitch
Wendy,
climb
you know
right
you
over there in the top of this.
Today, girl, because your husband done fucked up. Is she gonna respond on her show or no? Do she see? She don't never want to talk about that.
What's the difference between this hoe and this toilet tissue? Somebody tell me the difference between this hole right here, this hole right here, and this toe-up politician. Find me the difference. Find me the difference.
Look at
us. Find me the difference between this hole right here and this toe and this tissue right here. Show me the difference.
You know, Wendy says she don't give a damn. She's getting to the money.
So what is your verdict for this?
Nah, when are you taking care of that nigga to be cheating on you and giving the next bitch the money? Bitch, you need to run for the hills.
I want you to tell me right now, what is the verdict for this right here? Kaya, I need a quick verdict. I need a verdict immediately. I need an immediate verdict. I need an immediate verdict. I need a...
Life!
You know, what I don't understand is, and that's one thing I've noticed about some people in the LGBT, they love to drag, roast, dish it. But as soon as, you know, somebody even says something even slightly offensive towards their community, it's a whole issue. Okay, she used the word tranny. Everybody wants to cancel her. But meanwhile, we have somebody who once a week they do a show and they're dragging people. Okay, and you can say, well, she's not that bad. She really don't drag. She just be sitting there. But there was a time where she did Queen's Court with Kaya and she sat there co-signing everything that came out of Kaya's mouth. Enjoying it and using the excuse that because she's not saying it, you know, it's not as bad. But the fact that you had her on your platform and you allowed her to say that and drag people and you enjoyed it and you got money off of it, to me, that's hypocritical. So as long as you're trans, it's okay for you to disrespect women and go in and talk about their looks, their bodies, their hair, their names, you know, things like that. But the second a straight woman, you know, uses that word or tries to crack a joke, because supposedly B. Simone's a comedian. I don't watch her, so I don't know. But the second the person that y'all are calling a comedian does the same, it's an issue. But T.S. Madison's not a comedian. From what I know, she's a LGBT trans advocate and, you know, personality. And she can kind of freely say whatever she wants to say about women. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I agree with that. She disrespected women by calling them fish. I don't care about the fish comment. My self-esteem is not that low. When I talked to my friends in the LGBT, they told me that fish is a compliment. In their community, those are their words. So my thing is, like I said before, you can't pick and choose what words from the LGBT community y'all want to run with and love, like yes and honey and, you know, shade. But then when it's fish, y'all are offended. You know what I'm saying? I don't smell like fish, so I don't care. But when they use the word fish in their community, for y'all who don't know, don't let other people hype you up. They're basically using that word to say when a trans woman can look so good aesthetic-wise and body-wise that she can almost surpass biological women or even, like, literally confuse people where they don't know if it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's trans or not. That's what they consider fish, okay? So it has nothing to do with, you know, people smelling like fish or, you know, women. Now, can some people use it in a derogatory way? Yes, because anything can be made derogatory. But for the most part, from what all my friends in the LGBT community have told me, it is a compliment. It is a compliment when they use that, and they usually use it amongst themselves. So that is a word in their community that they use. So I'm not offended by that, and I'm not here to hold her accountable for a word that does not offend me. What I'm saying in this situation is that I find it funny that she's really upset about this, but she's also problematic. She's also said a lot of disparaging things against biological women, clout them and call them men and stuff like that. And then on top of that, she's calling these women dumb bitches. She's saying saying you speak dumb in the ghetto. So she's still being derogatory. So it's okay for her to call these females dumb bitches. But then if they use the word tranny in a jokey manner, that's unacceptable. See, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay, if we're going to talk about respect, respect needs to go all across the board. If there are certain words that you don't like and you feel like that word is offensive, then you can't have a show gagging and roasting women 24/7 or men for that matter, or dragging people or dragging their features or dragging things that they can't control. So that's my issue, is that a lot of people want to be offended when it's convenient or when it comes to their community. But then when it's somebody else's community being offended and being disrespected, oh, they're here for all the laughs, the kikis, and the gags. So my question is, which one is it? Now, I will say this. I do feel like, you know, when she started calling the LGBT community lettuce, bacon, tomato, and all that stuff, now I thought that was a bit much. You know, you can state your opinion. You can state what you have to say without being just all the way out of pocket. So my thing is this, you know, at the end of the day, there needs to be a respect factor from everybody, from all sides, from the LGBT, from the straight community, from the trans community. We have to learn to live together in harmony, in peace. I know that sounds so cliche, but it's the truth. You know, if we're going to support, you know, the gags and kiki when it comes to trans and LGBT people clowning, you know, women in the straight community or biological women, you know, when they have an issue with them, then we need to keep the same energy if somebody is dragging or talking mess about somebody who's trans or in the LGBT. If it becomes an issue when they're spoken about, then there needs to be an issue when biological women and straight people are being drugged and kikied on in that community. So, I mean, my thing is I see faults on both ends, and I understand what a lot of people, especially in the trans community, are saying in the LGBT community. I understand why they're offended, but I still feel like T.S. Madison, she's the wrong messenger, okay? You can't be involved in problematic shit, and then once somebody else does something problematic that offends your community, you want to be the voice of it. It doesn't work that way, in my personal opinion. So that's what I had to say about the whole situation. Let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. And most importantly, don't forget, you know, if you're offended, if you're mad by anything I said in this podcast, make sure to dial 1-800-I-DON'T-GIVE-A-FUCK. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. But other than that, go ahead and leave a comment on YouTube. I'm going to post half of this over there and the rest will be on the podcast. Once again, thank you for joining me and thank you for taking time out to listen to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. And I'll see you guys next time. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.